Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I get up, and nothing gets me down. You got it tough. I seen the toughest soul.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Please check that out when you get a chance. Kate McKay is here. She's the author of Living Sexy Fit. She is the master motivator, and she is a person who helps folks just like you and me put our best foot forward on many levels. She's a very professional physical trainer, right, Kate? You do all that stuff?
Well, I don't train as much. I used to own a gym, but much of my work about personal transformation, I believe, comes from doing body work, being strong in our bodies. Mm-hmm. And so that's really my big commitment.
That's a big confidence. That's a big confidence thing for ladies, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's why I'm such a huge proponent of strength training.
We're talking about Kate's idea, her position, and I agree with her, that women don't negotiate well for themselves. And negotiate could talk about whether we're negotiating as an employee, whether we're negotiating as a business owner, on so many levels. It's not just about negotiating a better deal on a product or a salary. It's a lot of different things, because everything's a negotiation. You had some best tips and practices that you wanted to share with the ladies.
Absolutely. So just the first, again, I want to repeat, looking at negotiation as a possibility, not something that's going to close down your experiences, but it's an opportunity to explore a new relationship and have a new conversation that you can approach at it by setting up and be prepared to have an exciting conversation, right? We have to go into our conversations with a different mindset. Negotiation is not the same thing as a confrontation. This is another very, very important thing. This is a skill set that women can learn.
Do you think that's true? But women think that, though, don't they?
Correct, 100%.
Say it again. Women think negotiation is a confrontation.
Correct.
And now that's not to say that it doesn't sometimes turn into that, and you got to be prepared to deal with that.
100. There's the key word right there, Jim. Be prepared, right? So you can't go into a situation and not know what you want. Women, figure out what it is you want. Number one. Number two, understand your value. Know where you're strong and be able to talk about it. It's okay to talk about where you're strong and what qualities you have that you're going to bring to the company or to the conversation. This is the best news.
You know, I just wrote an article on negotiating, and I know you did too. And one of the things I said then, this, as you said, was gender neutral, and that is you have to know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't know what you want and what you must have, then you don't know when to stop negotiating.
Right. And
you don't know when to get up and walk away.
Correct. And you always have the power in the position to say no, yes, or not right now.
Right.
You don't have to make a decision right there at the moment. That's an important lesson for men and women.
How about this?
No decision has to be final at any particular moment. You always can take the time.
Kate, how about this for ladies? When you're negotiating, really, 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 ladies, don't worry that you might hurt someone's feelings. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm not saying be rude. I'm just saying in a negotiation, there's no such thing as hurt feelings.
Right. Well, this is the beautiful thing. If you're really clear on what you want and what value you bring, that you're going to be able to deal with those bumps when both needs aren't getting met, and see them as a way to learn more about who you're dealing with and more learning about who you are as a person. This is a wonderful opportunity for personal and professional development, approaching it with a positive outcome, expecting that there will be a positive result, and if you don't come to an agreement, it's okay. It's really okay. Just be clear on what you want and who you came there to be. One other important thing that I want to mention, and Jim, we talked about this briefly, is that because we have a different languaging, women use the communal languaging model, which is we say we and us, or men say I. They're strong in the I.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. Women use that to your benefit. What I bring to the table is, this is an example, I am really strong at administrative. I am great at building relationships. Mm-hmm. I understand our company is very committed as a mission to help other people. We can do this together by me using these skills. Mm-hmm. You say, so I use the I, but I also quickly loop it into a we. That's a powerful place for women to be. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a wonderful quality that we have as women.
And once you get to that point, to the proper point, ladies, don't get up and walk away without closing for the deal, without saying, I'd like this job. I'd like to come to work for you. Or do we have a deal? Or whatever. Press hard. You're going through seven carpets. The last copy is yours. I mean, you got to. This is another thing that women need to learn how to do, I think, Kate, and that is close the deal, not just let it happen.
So, Jim, what would be another way for women to do that? Because you brought up a very powerful point, and I think this is your next article. So basically you're talking about closing a sale,
yeah,
which in general is uncomfortable for women to bring that question. Is there another way, using the communal model, you know, certain examples that women can use,
yeah,
that is just as powerful as what you did, but makes them feel comfortable?
It's by not making the last close the big close. Make lots of little closes along the way so that when the last decision to buy or not to buy is a small decision.
That's an excellent point.
Or to do business with you or whatever the negotiation is. You got
love
to,
that.
It's a whole process. I need your website again, Kate.
It's kate-mckay.com. I have two articles in Entrepreneur Magazine. And also on amazon.com, I have two books that have just been released in the month of June.
Check it out. Hey, congratulations, Kate. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
My honor. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful day.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.